Walk with purpose, walk with purpose.
Emily, put it away. New cell phone in class.
Li Aiwen works in a large school in Nanjing. This is her first taste of teaching British kids.
Now class begins.
Stand up!
Chinese pupils all study social education, a subject designed to pass on traditional cultural values to the next generation.
Confucius is an ancient sage to the Chinese people. Okay. And I bet his philosophy, well, influenced you too. The first one means, if you don't want it, please don't give it to others. Understand? The second one is, you need to be very smart, very quick at things, but you need to be very careful with your words so that it will not hurt others.
According to our culture, students are born to obey the rules and respect the authority. That's also, you know, a part of Confucianism. So everybody knows that. It's very important for us to listen to the teachers and the parents.
In China, kids are under huge pressure from their parents. The one-child policy means that in many parts of the country, almost everyone is an only child.
The parents, no, they just have one child. So they spend all they can spend to investing on their children. So whatever they need, they will buy for them.
A lot of parents give their kids extra classes and extra homework. Some of the students, they go to school 5 days a week and they spend the whole weekends outside to attend the different classes.